Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Does nothing in biology make sense except in the light of evolution? I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future, and that's certainly what many evolutionists want you to believe. A recent article in the journal The Scientist, titled The Devolution of Evolution, states, quote, "Nearly 40 years ago, Theodosius Dobzhansky wrote, 'Nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution.' How is it then that so few newly minted PhDs in the biological sciences have taken any formal graduate school courses in evolution or biodiversity?" The article goes on to state, quote, "To some extent, the problem appears to be hereditary. A generation of biologists without an adequate background in evolution gave rise to a second generation of biologists who came of age during the molecular biology boom of the 1980s and 1990s. These trends could now repeat with a third generation working in the current genomic era that began early in the 21st century," unquote. There seems to be something of a disconnect here in the article's argument. It claims that nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution, but it seems that the last two or three generations of biologists who have accomplished some of the most groundbreaking achievements in the history of biology did so, apparently, without an adequate knowledge of evolution. The answer to their quandary seems so obvious that I'm sure few committed evolutionists will accept it. Much in biology can make sense outside of the light of neo-Darwinian evolution. The article concludes stating, quote, "As Peter Medawar eloquently put it, the alternative to thinking in evolutionary terms is not to think at all," unquote. But according to the article, the past two or three generations of biologists who have made many of the most important advances in the history of biology were supposedly working without an adequate background in evolution. They certainly seem to be doing just fine. While we should still learn evolution, we should learn it objectively so that students can learn about both the evidence for and against the theory and then have the academic freedom to make it their own minds whether nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. To say that nothing makes sense except in the light of some scientific theory is to do science backwards, for it puts the theory before the evidence. As Jonathan Wells has said, the proper phrase should be nothing in biology makes sense except in light of the evidence. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.